Hello, and welcome to this Learn English Elementary recording, brought to you by the British Council. To find out more, and to access language activities and audio scripts, visit our Learn English website at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.
Hello! Welcome to the second series of the Learn English Elementary podcast. This is number 3. I'm Tess.
And I'm Ravi. It's a bright sunny morning here in London, but the great thing about a podcast is that you can listen whenever you want. So, good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
That's true. Why not write and tell us when and where you listen to our podcasts? We'll give you the email address a little later. Do you listen at your computer? Or do you download us and listen on the bus, in the car, at the gym? Let us know. Do you listen to any podcasts, Ravi?
I do, actually, yeah. I listen to a couple of things. There's a football podcast I really like, and there's quite a good comedy one that I listen to as well. I listen to them when I go out running.
You go out running?
Well, I listened to one once when I was running. I usually listen at home. How about you?
No, not really. I'm too busy with my social networking site to have time for podcasts. Honestly, sometimes I think I spend too much time on the computer.
I know what you mean. It's easy to spend hours and hours on the internet just looking at different things, surfing the net.
Mm.
Oh, that reminds me. I wanted to ask you about something. You know I'm on Facebook, right?
Right.
Well, I know you're not on Facebook, but you're on a few other networking sites. You know how it works, don't you? People send you invitations to be their friend.
Yeah, okay, I know what you mean.
Well, yesterday I got a message from someone inviting me to be friends. And the thing is, I just don't know who she is. I don't recognise her name at all.
So, someone wants to be your friend online and you don't know who she is? Oh, you're just so popular, Ravi.
Well, she knows me. She wrote something about Manchester, but I really can't think who she is. I mean, it's not a really big problem, but what do you think I should do, Tess?
Well, you could just not reply.
But I don't want to be rude to her.
Or you could ask her where you met.
Hmm, that's a bit embarrassing.
Well, why don't you say yes, you'll be her friend? You don't have to write to her, do you?
That's true. I'll just say, yes, let's be friends. And then maybe I'll remember who she is.
She's probably a friend of a friend or something. Do you often forget people's names then? What's your name again?
Very good, Tess. No, I'm usually quite good with names. Like today, I can tell you we've got Samina on I'd Like to Talk About. We've got Davis doing the quiz. And we've got Carolina and Jamie later. And Tom the teacher, of course.
Mm, well done. Shall we get on with it then?
OK then. As usual, listeners, we'll start with I'd Like to Talk About. This is the part of our podcast when we ask someone to tell us about something that's important to them. It could be a person, a hobby, anything. And today we've got Samina in the studio and she's going to talk about meditation. Hi, Samina.
Hi.
Hi, Samina. Before you start, why don't you tell us a bit about yourself?
Well, my name's Samina, as you know. I'm 20 and I'm a student at the London School of Economics.
Are you from London?
No, Leeds. I go back there in the holidays.
Great place, Leeds. OK, so why did you decide to talk about meditation, Samina?
Well, I started doing it about 3 years ago. I was very stressed with exams and I was working too hard, so a friend told me about meditation. He taught me how to do it actually in the beginning, and it worked. It made me a lot calmer and less stressed out. So I got really interested in it and started reading about it and, well, I just think everyone should try it.
And how do you do it? Give us an idea of what you do. I always think of old men with long white beards when I think of meditation.
Well, it's very simple, really. I sit still somewhere quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You can sit in any position, on the floor or on a hard chair, but you need to keep your back straight and you must be comfortable. I sit on a chair, close my eyes, and then I relax and try to be conscious of now, of the present moment. And my mind becomes calm. That's it, really.
And you stop thinking?
No, no. A lot of people think that, but it isn't true. It's more about watching your thoughts, just sitting and being conscious of what's going through your mind. You let the thoughts come and go, but you don't follow them. You just watch them so your mind stays calm and peaceful.
But how do you do that and keep your mind calm and peaceful?
Well, I use a mantra that helps me.
A mantra?
Yes, it just means a phrase that you concentrate on. You repeat it over and over again to yourself. But you don't have to use a mantra. There are lots of different ways of doing it. You can concentrate on your breathing, count your breaths, for example, or you can try to imagine the energy moving around in your body. You know, try to see it.
It's getting very popular nowadays, isn't it? Oprah Winfrey was talking about meditation on TV the other day.
Yes, it's getting more popular in the West, that's true. But it started as a Hindu tradition more than 5,000 years ago. It's really old. And some form of meditation is involved in nearly all religions.
So is it always a religious thing?
No, it doesn't have to have any religious meaning. A lot of people meditate just because it's good for the mind and good for the body. It's a really healthy thing to do.
I can see why it can be good for the mind, but how does it help the body?
Meditation can help your blood pressure, your heart, your breathing, all sorts of things. Scientists have done tests. It's all been proved. So, as I said at the beginning, I think everyone should try it.
Well, thanks for that, Samina. That was really interesting.
Not at all. I enjoyed talking about it. Bye.
Bye, Samina.
Bye, Samina, and thanks again.
So, are you going to give it a try, Ravi? Might help you deal with some of that stress.
It's not a bad idea, you know. My dad meditates. Well, he used to, anyway. I remember seeing him when I was a kid. I don't know if he still does, though. I'll have to ask him. I might ask him to give me some lessons next time I see him. That'll be a big surprise for him.
Well, yes. A calm, peaceful Ravi would be a big surprise for all of us. Okay. What about you, listeners? Do any of you meditate? Or what would you like to tell us about? Write or record what you think and send it to us at learnenglishpodcast@britishcouncil.org. That's learnenglishpodcast, all one word, at britishcouncil, all one word, .org. That's O-R-G. If we like it, we'll stick it on the website.
We should put some stuff up about meditation too. Will you do that?
Yeah, okay. Remind me to do that later. Right then, what's next? Ah, the quiz.
Yep. And today we've got Davis on the line. Hello, Davis.
Hi, Ravi.
Hiya.
Hi, Tess.
Tell us a bit about yourself, Davis. Where are you calling from?
I'm in London.
Are you from London?
Yes, that's right.
Like me. Which part of London?
Tottenham.
Oh, OK. I'm from South London, Wimbledon.
Do you support Tottenham then, Davis? Which football team do you support?
Nah, man. I support Arsenal.
Oh, dear. Well, I'll forgive you. What do you do, Davis?
I work in a market, selling kitchen things.
No market today, then?
No, not today.
Right, then. You know how to play hot seat, don't you?
Yeah.
Tess has got the cards with the words on. She'll give them to me, and I'll explain them to you, and we'll see how many we can get in a minute. Okay?
Okay.
But I don't know what the topic is. Tess?
Right. I've got the cards here. I'll give them to Ravi, and he has to explain the words without using the words on the card. Are you both ready?
Ready.
Okay.
Okay, then. Today's topic is... places in an airport. Different things and places in an airport. Here are the cards, Ravi. You've got 1 minute starting from now.
It's the long road that planes take off from, the really long straight road. They land on it as well.
Runway?
Yes. Oh, no. The place you go to just before you get on the plane.
Departure lounge?
No, could passengers travelling to Paris on flight 372 please go to, 21?
Oh, a gate!
Yes, the first place to go to when you get to the airport.
The shops?
No, you go there to put your bags in and they check your passport and ticket.
Passport control?
No, before that, did you pack this bag yourself, sir?
Oh, check-in!
Yes, now, what you said before, the place where you wait to get on the plane but before you go to the gate.
Departure lounge.
Yes. Oh, it's a place where you go to pick up your suitcase when you get off the plane.
Oh, the thing that goes round?
Yeah, that. But what's the room called?
I don't know it.
It was baggage reclaim. Oh, dear, we haven't done very well there, have we? Sorry, Davis. How many was that?
Runway, gate, check-in, departure lounge, 4.
Sorry, Davis. That was tough, wasn't it?
You just can't think when the clock's ticking.
I know. Listen, thanks for playing. We'll find some things to send you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
And you, mate.
Bye, Davis. And well done, Ravi. Right, more to come. We'll hear what some of you think about space exploration. And we'll catch up with Carolina after this.
You are listening to a Learn English elementary recording, brought to you by the British Council. To find out about our terms and conditions, visit our website at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.
Right, your turn. This is the part of the podcast when we go out and ask different people what they think about something. Every podcast has a different question, and this time it's about space exploration, sending rockets and people into space. So, the big question is, do you think that space exploration is a waste of time and money? Or is it a useful thing to do? Let's hear what people think.
Yeah, it's a waste of time and money. There's nothing out there. And that moon landing in the 60s, that was done in a studio in Hollywood.
I think that space exploration is a waste of money when you think about poor people, climate change, and disease.
Sometimes I think it's a waste of money when, like, the big countries, America or Russia, they just compete for dominance of space. But when it's used for scientific research that can improve the quality of life on Earth, then I think it's not money wasted.
No, I don't think space exploration is a... we need to know what's out there. We have to advance. There is obviously the argument, though, that that money could be spent on cleaning up our own environment and our own world. But as I say, we need to look forward. Maybe our world won't be here forever and we should be looking towards other places.
I don't think space exploration is a waste of time and money. Possibly in the future we might need space exploration, and the discoveries they've made more now than we ever realised, new sources of energy, or we don't know where mankind is going to be in the future. I think space exploration is very important.
Do you know, when I was a kid, I wanted to be an astronaut. I'd love to explore space.
Did you? I wanted to be a train driver.
Well, maybe when you're older.
Yeah, maybe. And we'd like to know what you, the listeners, think too. Send us your opinions. Time now to see what's happening with Carolina. You remember that Carolina is a student from Venezuela who's studying in Newcastle in the north of England.
It's not just study, though. We've heard about Carolina going shopping, cooking, and enjoying university life with her new boyfriend, Jamie. Let's find out what she's doing this time.
Well, here we are then. My home. The family mansion.
Oh, is this the house? I'm a bit nervous, Jamie.
Oh, don't be silly.
Hello!
This is Carolina, Mum.
Hello.
Hello, Carolina. It's lovely to meet you.
Hello. It's nice to meet you too.
Did you have a good journey?
Oh, yes, thank you. The train was a bit late, but it was fine. We got a bus from the station. It was easy.
Dog, they're here!
Come on in before we die of cold.
Oh, thank you.
Dog, they're here!
Oh. Hello, Ernie. Hello. Who's a good boy, then?
Hello, hello, hello. You're here, then? All right, Jamie.
Dad. And this must be Carolina.
Oh, yes, hello. Please do...
Get down, Ernie. Ernie. I hope you like dogs, Carolina.
Well, I don't know, really.
Oh, he won't hurt you. He just wants to give you a kiss. Get down, Ernie.
Oh.
Dog, put him in the kitchen.
Righty-ho. Come on, Ernie.
Oh, now, let me take your bags upstairs.
Oh, no, no. I can take mine. It isn't heavy.
I'll take them. Go on, Mum. You lead the way. Carolina's in the spare room, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. And you're in this room, Carolina.
Oh, how nice. I love the colour. And what pretty curtains, too.
I'm glad you like it. We don't use this room very often.
I think it's lovely.
Now, I've put some towels out for you. Here they are on the bed. Oh. And we turned the radiator on in here this morning, so it should be nice and warm for you.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind of you. I'm sure I'll be very comfortable. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Not at all. It's lovely to have you here. Now, you unpack your bag and I'll go down and put the kettle on for a nice cup of tea. Oh, the bathroom's next door, if you want to wash your hands.
Can I come in?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes, I'm okay. Your mother's really nice.
Ready to go downstairs?
Yes.
Come on, then. Mum's making a cup of tea. My family drinks tea all the time.
Okay. So, let's go then.
Here you are, Carolina. A nice cup of tea.
Thank you, Mrs. Lawrence.
Oh, no. Call me Mary. Mary and Doug. Oh. We're not formal in this house, are we, Jamie?
Mum, Carolina drinks tea without milk.
No, no, it's okay, Jamie. I can drink it with milk.
No, let's get you another.
Well... okay, if it isn't too much trouble. Thank you.
Oh, don't be silly. It's no trouble at all. I'll just go and get another cup.
Get down, Ernie! You let the dog in, Mary! Ernie, down! Leave her alone!
He's just being friendly.
Yes. I'll put him back in the kitchen.
It's okay. I don't mind.
Come on, Ernie! Kitchen!
Oh. So, Carolina... what do you think of this country of ours? A bit cold for you, is it?
Oh, I like it. It's very different from Venezuela, but I like it here. And the people are very friendly.
Well, that's good.
Here you are, Carolina.
Oh, thank you very much. You've got a lovely house.
Well, thank you. It's nothing grand, but we like it.
How long have you lived here?
Since we got married. That'll be what? 25 years nearly, is it, Doug?
Aye, 25 years in April.
So Jamie was born here?
Oh, that's right. He's lived here all his life, haven't you, love?
Yep.
He's still got some of his old toys in his room, hasn't he, Doug?
Really?
Oh, aye. Won't let us throw them out. All his old toy cars. And Mr. Potter the Panda's still there.
Oh, that's right. Mr. Potter the Panda. But Jamie couldn't say Mr. Potter. He could only say Popo. So it was Popo Panda. Do you remember, Jamie?
Mr. Popo Panda.
Oh, God, stop it, all of you. Let's change the subject. How's work going, Dad? Been busy recently?
Oh, what a nightmare. Poor Jamie. But you know, it must be getting serious now. Carolina met Jamie's parents.
Yes, isn't it nice? Aww. Well, I think that's about all we've got time for on this podcast.
Oh, hang on a minute. I've got another joke for you.
Oh, I hoped you'd forget.
I think you'll like this one, Tess.
OK, let's hear it.
OK. A man...
A man? Oh, not a dog. A duck, a frog.
Definitely a man. I told you, not all of my jokes are animal jokes.
Oh.
Right. A man goes up to the ticket desk at the airport. The ticket clerk says, "Good morning, sir. Can I help you?" And the man says, "Good morning. I'd like a ticket to Tokyo, please. And I'd like you to send my luggage to New York."
Huh?
Well, the ticket clerk looks surprised and says, "You want us to put you on a plane to Tokyo and send your luggage on a plane to New York?" "Yes, that's right," says the man.
Mm-hmm.
"I'm very sorry, sir, but we can't do that. It's impossible." The man says, "Well, I don't understand why it's so difficult. That's exactly what you did last time."
I lost my bag at an airport once, you know.
Oh, you'll have to save that story for another time, Tess, as that's all we've got time for today. Remember, the address for anything that you want to send us is learnenglishpodcast@britishcouncil.org. But don't go away, listeners. Tom the teacher will be here in a moment to talk about learning English and some of the language you heard on the podcast. And we'll be back next time. Bye.
Bye.
You are listening to a Learn English Elementary recording, brought to you by the British Council. To find out more, and to access language activities and audio scripts, visit our Learn English website at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.
Hi, I'm Tom. I'm here at the end of every podcast to talk about some of the language you heard in the programme, and to talk about ways to help you learn English. Today, I want to talk about the word to. Listen to Carolina meeting Jamie's mother, Mary. See how Carolina uses to.
Hello, Carolina. It's lovely to meet you.
Hello. It's nice to meet you too.
We can use to mean as well. I'm sure you know this already. If someone says, "I really like chocolate," you can say, "Me too." You have the same opinion. This use of to is easy. But some learners have problems with a different way to use to. Listen to Tess talking about why she doesn't listen to podcasts. How does she use to?
No, not really. I'm too busy with my social networking site to have time for podcasts. Honestly, sometimes I think I spend too much time on the computer.
She says, "I'm too busy to have time for podcasts." And then she says, "I think I spend too much time on the computer." Too here means more than you want, more than is good. If you say that you spend too much time on the computer, you mean that you think it's a bad thing. You think that you should spend less time on the computer. Listen to another example. Samina is talking about why she started doing meditation. Listen for to.
Well, I started doing it about 3 years ago. I was very stressed with exams and I was working too hard, so a friend told me about meditation.
Yes, she says, "I was working too hard." She means she was working hard more than was good for her. Now let's look at the difference between too and very. Some learners find this difficult. Listen to Carolina talking to Jamie's father about life in Britain. Listen to very.
So, Carolina, what do you think of this country of ours? A bit cold for you, is it?
Oh, I like it. It's very different from Venezuela, but I like it here.
She says Britain is very different from Venezuela, but she likes it. Now imagine she says Britain is too different from Venezuela. Too gives the idea that she doesn't like Britain, that she's unhappy because it's too different. The difference isn't a good thing. And that isn't what she wanted to say. Let me give you another example. I can say, "My house is very small." OK, my house is small, but maybe I like small houses. Very can be good or bad. But if I say my house is too small, then you know that I'm not happy with my house, that I'd like to have a bigger one. Listen to one more example. Jamie's mother is going to get Carolina another cup of tea. Listen to what Carolina says.
Well, OK, if it isn't too much trouble. Thank you.
We use "if it isn't too much trouble" a lot when we want to be polite. You can use it when someone offers to help you. Now I want to talk about something to help you learn and remember vocabulary. Do you remember the quiz? All of the words were places in an airport. Listen.
The place you go to just before you get on the plane,
Departure lounge?
No, could passengers travelling to Paris on flight 372 please go to, 21?
Oh, a gate!
Yes!
You can do this too. When you're in a place, maybe an airport or a train station or a cinema or a supermarket, try to name everything that you see in English. Or imagine that you're in a place and imagine what you can see around you. Make a note of the things that you don't know and then try to find out how to say them in English. Ask your teacher or a friend, or find the word in a bilingual dictionary. A bilingual dictionary is useful when you want to know the names of things. You can use the internet for finding translations of words too. Or you can buy very good picture dictionaries nowadays. See what you can find. And if you're in a place with a friend, you can play a game together. At the airport, you can say, "I can see something beginning with R." And your friend can say, "Runway." Try it. It's good for your vocabulary. Now for something different. This isn't really about language, but it's important if you go to Britain. It's about what we do when we meet people for the first time. What people do in Britain may be different from what you do in your country. Listen to Carolina when she meets Jamie's mother for the first time.
Hello!
This is Carolina, Mum.
Hello, Carolina. It's lovely to meet you.
Hello. It's nice to meet you too.
Mary kisses Jamie, but she doesn't kiss Carolina. In some countries, people kiss when they meet people for the first time. But we don't usually do this in Britain. When you meet someone, it's polite to say hello or nice to meet you. In more formal situations, you can shake hands too. But most British people don't kiss. Some British people kiss people that they know well, their friends and family, when they say hello or goodbye, but not all British people. So it's probably better not to kiss until someone offers to kiss you. And now for a phrase that you can use this week. Listen again to Tess talking about spending too much time on her computer. Listen to Ravi's answer.
Honestly, sometimes I think I spend too much time on the computer.
I know what you mean. It's easy to spend hours and hours on the internet just looking at different things.
Ravi says, "I know what you mean." He sometimes does the same thing himself, so he understands what she's saying. He agrees with her. If someone says, "I didn't enjoy the English class today," you can say, "I know what you mean. It was a bit boring, wasn't it?" But of course, I hope you don't think your English classes are boring. Anyway, try to use "I know what you mean" this week. OK, I'm going to stop there. I'll talk to you all again next time. Remember, you can write to me about any language that you noticed in this podcast. The address is learnenglishpodcast@britishcouncil.org. In a moment, you'll hear the address for the website where you can read everything you've heard in this podcast. You can also find some practice exercises to do online and a support pack that you can print. Right, that's all for this time. Bye for now. See you next time.
This recording was brought to you by the British Council. If you enjoyed this elementary podcast, you might like to listen to previous episodes. You can also listen to our other Learn English podcasts, such as Themes, Stories and Poems, and Professional English. You can access these on our website at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.